Here are today's top three at TC. Number one, here's HaHa.
Yeah, two interceptions in practice today. They were moved inside in the Hudson Center because of the rain, but HaHa Clinton Dix, he had a sack in the preseason game on Saturday, two picks today. That competition's still going there. I don't know how it's all going to sort out, but he's going to be on the field in some way, shape, or form.
Number two, it just keeps getting better. And, Mike, I'm talking about the offense. They were on fire again today in practice. And Mike McCarthy said afterwards that it was the best tempo practice of the training camp.
Yeah, they started out in practice today. The offense was really clicking. You know, I turned to you at one point and said, boy, number 12 doesn't have a bad day very often, if ever. So,
and you also said to me, this offense can be scary this year, and yeah. I completely agree. And number three, where's the competition? Mike, more than halfway through training camp and halfway through the preseason, I think it's safe to say that J.C. Treader has nailed down the center job.
Sure looks like it.
Okay. So where is the competition for jobs, starting jobs? Let's go to backup quarterback. I think Matt Flynn has proven. I think he went to camp as the backup, and I don't think he's done anything to lose that job. And Scott Tolzien is making a strong case to keep three guys.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's been nothing wrong with the way Tolzien has played, but with the way Matt Flynn played in the regular season and that emergency duty last year, and as you said, he certainly hasn't done anything to give up that number two spot.
Okay, tight end. Brandon Bostic is going to be out for a couple of weeks. I've got Andrew Corliss and Richard Rodgers competing for the starting job. Agree?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that's necessarily settled yet. Again, they've been rotating a lot of different guys through, but with Bostic's injury, you know, he's going to be out a couple weeks. It sure wouldn't seem that he would start the opener against Seattle, so it's between those other two guys.
Okay, if this team keeps five wide receivers, we are to assume at this point that Jared Boykin is number three.
I think so.
Devontae Adams, he's a second-round pick, is a likely keeper.
Absolutely.
And Jeff Janis?
He'd be who I'd put in the number five slot right now. I mean, there's still two preseason games to go, but when Janis gets his first preseason action and takes that shallow cross and turns the corner, I mean, that's hard to ignore.
You see what's happening here is as we near the end of training camp and the preseason, this picture's starting to clear, but there's one position where it's still real, real foggy, and I'm talking about safety. And until somebody intercepts a pass in a game, hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, there was one called back on a penalty. We saw a lot of penalties in St. Louis.
So safety, in my opinion, is the top position battle. You agree?
Yeah, I agree. And I think we're going to see the different packages, nickel and dime, and a lot of those guys are going to get on the field. Who are going to be the starters when it's base defense, two safeties, four defensive backs? We'll find out.
And we'll do this again tomorrow.